Margaret, if your workload's anything like mine, urinary tract infection, particularly in the over 65s, makes up a significant part of our workload.
Oh, yes, every day, I think, if not at least twice a day, there's some kind of query from someone about urinary symptoms.
One of the first things you do is dipstick their urine.
Certainly that's a tradition. I think there's a long tradition of dipping the urine in general practice. And I think it's pretty clear that a lot of the time that's actually an inappropriate test to do.
And the classic story would be what?
Well, I think many people will come in complaining of new urinary symptoms, for example, pain on passing urine, going more often to the loo, a feeling sometimes of urgency to get to the bathroom, and also nighttime peeing, so having to get up during the night. Far more frequently, a lot of people do get up during the night, but far more frequently than they normally would.
Now, those are pretty clear-cut symptoms,
yeah.
But in older people, it's often a lot vaguer than that, and
yeah.
You just get a story that you know, yeah. Mum or dad isn't quite themselves, yeah. And a urine gets dropped off at the surgery.
And the classic issue with this is people who are in care homes, people who have dementia and who have been noted by their family or by their care workers just not to be quite themselves. So a little bit of unsteadiness when they walk, perhaps a little bit more confused than usual. And of course, someone with the very best of intentions gets a urine, dips the urine, it's abnormal, and the GP is phoned to say, can you prescribe an antibiotic because we think this lady has got a urinary tract infection. And that can be really difficult because it may not have been the best test to do. And I think now there's increasing evidence that actually it can end up misleading us. So it's not even a poor test to do, it's actually a test that could lead us down the wrong path, and that's the difficulty.
And Clina, that dipstick test in older people is not good because?
Well, as you get older, you are more likely to have bacteria in your urine without any symptoms at all. So if we look at someone like me in the community who's, you know, healthy, 50 to 60, let's say, it will be 5 to 8% of us actually at 50 to 60 will have bacteria in the urine without any symptoms whatsoever.
So you have a positive dipstick in about 5 to 8% of people like you?
Yes, in the community that age. And it increases with age. So if you have an older, frail person, then it can be up to 50% of people over 80 have bacteria in their urine, but without any symptoms.
So put it another way, the dipstick is picking up traces of those bacteria, but they're living alongside with the patient. They're not actually
yes.
causing any infection. So eliminating them with antibiotics isn't helping the patient in any other way.
No. And the important thing is that those patients don't actually benefit from treatment. So in actual fact, if you're treating these patients, then you're actually going to make their gut flora and their urinary tract flora more resistant. So if in the future they do get an infection of any sort, and not just urinary tract infection, any infection, they'll be more likely to have antibiotic resistance.
So you're creating potential problems for the future.
Yes.
But also, presumably, if they are behaving abnormally, which is why you were contacted by the family or the care
yes.
home in the first place, you're also missing the real cause of their trouble if you're attributing it indirectly to the urine.
Yes. So what we're saying is that you need to actually, first of all, exclude sepsis. So you need to check on those symptoms. You know, severe, that's a really severe infection. The person's really very, very confused or less rousable, very high or very low temperature, very fast respiratory rate, all those sort of things. But also you need to exclude other infections. And also there are lots of other...